Welcome to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. Today our program remembers another prominent Russian composer of church music, Mikhail Mikhailovich Ippolitov Ivanov, who was born in 1859 and who died on January 28th in the year 1935. Ippolitov Ivanov graduated from the St. Petersburg Conservatory, where he was a student of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. A versatile musician, he was both a composer and a conductor. After completing his studies, he spent 11 years in Tbilisi, Georgia, where he contributed to the development of Georgian classical music and wrote the well-known Caucasian Sketches. After that, he moved to Moscow, where he worked both as a choral and operatic conductor, as well as professor of composition and orchestration at the Moscow Conservatory. In 1905, he became director of the Moscow Conservatory, a post he held until 1922. As a composer of church music, Ippolitov Ivanov composed complete settings of the All Night Vigil and the Divine Liturgy, as well as settings of some individual liturgical hymns. Most of his works have remained relatively unknown, and only in 1993 was a complete recording made of his vigil and liturgy, a recording that makes it possible to enjoy his sacred music on today's program. We will begin by listening to three settings from the Vesper service: the opening psalm, Bless the Lord, O My Soul, the evening hymn, Gladsome Light, and the hymn to the Mother of God, Rejoice, O Virgin Theotokos. These will be sung by the Leje Artis Chamber Choir of St. Petersburg, Russia, under the direction of Boris Abalyan. Thank you. Our program today commemorates the death of Russian composer Mikhail Ippolitov Ivanov, who died on January 28, 1935. We heard three hymns from his All-Night Vigil, Opus 43, composed in the year 1907, Bless the Lord, O my soul, Gladsome Light, and Rejoice, O Virgin Theotokos. Now we turn to his Divine Liturgy, Opus 37, composed just a few years before that, in 1903. We will hear the first antiphon, Bless the Lord, O my soul, perhaps Ippolitov Ivanov's best-known liturgical work. This will be followed by the cherubic hymn and a sacred concerto, My Heart is Firmly Established, composed on an Old Testament text from the first book of Samuel and the prophet Jeremiah. Here is that text. My heart is firmly established in the Lord. My horn is lifted up in praise of my God. There is none holy like the Lord, and no one righteous like our God. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, nor the rich man glory in his riches, but let them glory in that they know the Lord, who works righteousness upon the earth. Once again, we hear the Leger Artis Choir under Boris Abalyan. We heard selections from the Divine Liturgy, Opus 37, by Mikhail Ippolitov Ivanov, Bless the Lord, O My Soul, the Cherubic Hymn, the Sacred Concerto, My Heart is Firmly Established. And these were followed by the ending of the Divine Liturgy, Blessed is He that comes in the name of the Lord, We have seen the true light, and let our mouths be filled with Thy praise. We will close our tribute to Mikhail Ippolitov Ivanov with another relatively well-known sacred work of his, a setting of Psalm 133. Behold now, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who made heaven and earth. This will be sung by the Valery Rybin Male Choir of Russia.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Icons in Sound, The Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how you can obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 51. This is your host, Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening and inviting you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.